a story of courage and bravery. He Named Me Malala is the new film about 18-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, directed by Oscar winner Davis Guggenheim, who happens to be my brother-in-law. I sat down with a human rights advocate to learn what inspires her to champion children's education and how she spends downtime with her family.
She was shot in the head for daring to suggest girls should go to school.
She walked onto the world stage at 15 years of age. And now her story of courage and bravery is coming to life in the new film, He Named Me Malala.
We want to call people to take action and to join us to ensure that every child has the right to go to school, to turn this movie into a movement.
Not just a movie, but a movement. That's a lot of pressure, Davis.
For Academy Award-winning director Davis Guggenheim, the calling for this project began at home.
I've seen the effect that Malala has had on my daughters, and my hope is that daughters will take their fathers to see this movie. I think they'll learn that any girl anywhere can do something if Malala can do it.
The Nobel Peace Prize is to be awarded to Malala Yousafzai.
Indeed, Malala has shown the world she can do it.
Putting your message out there.
From advocating to bring back our girls in Nigeria.
This year, my wish would be to see the Nigerian girls being released from the abduction.
To Lebanon, where she spent her 18th birthday opening a school for Syrian refugees. But for the first time, we see a glimpse into the extraordinary life of a girl who sometimes just wants to be ordinary.
My life is quite different than their life. Most of them have boyfriends, and most of them have broke up with some of the boyfriends and found new ones.
This is Malala Yousafzai. She's the naughtiest girl on the earth.
This is the laziest one.
You're pretty funny.
Do you think so?
Especially when you talk about your brothers.
These are wonderful boys. They do nothing wrong.
They're nice to people from outside, but inside, they're horrible.
Another part of the movie that tickled me was Davis catching you looking up cute boys online.
Oh,
Brad Pitt, I think, was one of them.
No, just a fan of them. Like, don't take it that negatively.
Just research.
Just research.
Yeah.
She's a very thorough researcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was younger, I used to listen to him.
And at the heart of He Named Me Malala, a celebration of a unique bond.
It really is a love story between father and daughter.
We say that we are one soul in two bodies.
Your father gave you the name Malala, but you say he didn't make you Malala.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. I agree with it.
I chose this life myself. I'm here, standing on the stage, becoming the voice of children.
I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of education, and our voices have grown louder and louder.
Doesn't that give you chills? He Named Me Malala is showing now in New York City and Los Angeles, and it opens nationwide tomorrow. Go to goodmorningamerica.com on Yahoo to see more photos from the making of the movie and find out how you, too, can stand with Malala.